Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959 with myself, Kukuletu Mfupi. Now, notice how I said that. Kaya Biz, Kukuletu Mfupi. I typically go around the world and this is how people know me, right? A reflection of my work, which has been personalized, and almost a non-separation of the two. Then though I love what I do, it certainly does not define me because there's much more to it than that. But also, given that I do thoroughly enjoy what I do and I love it extensively, sometimes it might be difficult for one to actually manage some criticism, but we still take it on the chin, implement the solutions and follow through to make sure that the product gets better, the content is amazing, you listening to me becomes a more exciting and pleasurable experience, and I get to keep my job and my bills get paid, right? But this is a lesson that I guess many of us might need to learn. The fact that we operate in spaces where criticism might often be shared, and this is where we need to understand how to separate the issue from the individual. And to talk us through this is Human Resources Executive at the Lanseria International Airport, but also a well-known career coach and Human Resources Practitioner, Boniwe Dunster, who joins us on the show today. Sis Boniwe, such a pleasure to have you.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, Gugu. I've lost track of the day, and to your KIFM listeners.
It's okay. It's a public holiday. It tends to happen with all of us, but it's a real pleasure to speak to you.
Same here.
Thank you. I guess, anyway, first things first, maybe let's just talk about the psychology, right, of employment and the dynamics of knowing that as you grow in your career, in the workspace, in the role and function, growth comes with a lot of great things, not only opportunities, some challenges too, but also criticism and correction to know what you're doing wrong and how to do things better. Talk to us around that psychology firstly as a practice before we follow through with a few steps on how to actively manage criticism.
Sure, no problem. So what often happens, Gugu, it's also around the environment that we come from and our upbringing that really contributes to how we really define success. And in most times, success is defined by what you achieve, you know, post school, graduating, getting into the workplace. And once you get into the workplace, is that what position do you hold? What car do you drive? What is it that you can, you know, you can achieve? It ends up being defined by what we see in the naked eye. And we end up thinking that defines who we are. And there is a fundamental difference between who we are and what we are. And how we differentiate that is who you are, it's going to be who you remain to be when all of that has been taken away from you. Mm. So define yourself without your title at work, without the area that you live in, without the car that you drive, without the money that you have and, you know, the networks that you have. If you take that away and you are still able to stand and say, I am Boniwe Dunster, right? Then that's who you are. But as soon as you are unable to define yourself, you know, without what really surrounds you or builds you, then it becomes, you know, and it becomes difficult. And psychologically, you know, as people, we can never be perfect. So there will always be an opportunity for improvement. Someone will always understand certain things better than you. You will also find people that are open enough to share what they know with you or that would care enough to say, no, you shouldn't have done this, or this is how it's supposed to be done. Or someone might come out and just give you that feedback or criticism blatantly, you know, without having a tact. And that is where our egos get tinted. And this is where we actually, you know, struggle to take that that feedback in. So it really centers around what am I and who am I on a day-to-day basis. And it also around the maturity that one has in having to receive that feedback, you know. And that really talks about, you know, your self-awareness and your emotional intelligence, right? Mm-hmm. By self-awareness, somebody can give you feedback. And if you are self-aware in terms of what you are good at and what is it that you are not really good at or some of the stuff that you struggle with, the feedback might not be taken negatively because you'll say, but I know I really struggle with numbers, you know. Therefore, it makes sense why I didn't get this formula correctly, right? And when somebody says that to you, you will not take it bad because you are aware that it is an area of development. And I think the EQ or the maturity comes from where do you think I can improve? Is it possible for you to help me? All right. Is there anything that can be done? Then that talks to EQ. But sometimes that EQ doesn't also kick in immediately. we end up being bruised, maybe take a day or two and then come back and, you know, assess the feedback to say, is there any form of validity from the feedback that I have received?
100%. I'm so glad you touched on a major important point there. Self-awareness. And as you say, it's all about how you actually absorb the feedback by separating yourself as an individual to the person that actually does the job. And that's really important. And maybe let's talk through some of the steps to manage criticism at work. If someone comes to me and says, Googs, you know, you're doing okay at this radio thing, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is actually delaying your progress. What's the first step that a Kukuletu needs to embrace and acknowledge in receiving that criticism?
All right. I think with the example that you just gave, the good thing is somebody would say, you might not be good at this, but these are your stumbling blocks or these are your challenges. That feedback is constructive feedback because it's comprehensive and a person is articulating what they believe should be done to get you to that right level that you want to be, or the direction that your career should be taking, right? However, if it is feedback that is just received blatantly and without additional details, then it becomes important for you as an individual, you know, to take stock. You don't necessarily have to respond immediately to the criticism. You can go and think about it. And after thinking about it, and when you're in the right emotional state, you can go back to that same individual and ask for more details and say, can you please clarify what you meant? Can you provide me with context, right? And that context, you can also say, from the feedback that I have received from other stakeholders, whether internally, externally, or any other people whom you hold, you know, their view, you know, in high regard, this is what you have found and it is different from what you are giving. So where do you come from so that I can be able to contextualize it? And if there's anything for me to work towards, then I can put a developmental plan in place. So that is very important. Secondly, by taking a step backwards without responding immediately, it allows you an opportunity as an individual to assess if the feedback is also authentic and constructive, or if it is just toxic or somebody that just wants you to feel bad and, you know, to dim your light. You also need to be able to assess that as well. But again, like I said, assessing that feedback against feedback from other people. You know, you have stakeholders that you work with internally and externally. You have friends, you have, business partners and all of those. So look at it holistically. You know, don't look at it from to say, this is what Bonwe said, and therefore, you know, I am not good at this. So Bonwe might say this because she might not have experienced me in my peak, right? On my good day. And therefore, maybe this is why she experienced me like this. But if I look at feedback historically or even recently, the feedback has been positive. So it could have been that you might not have been in the right state of mind at that particular point in time. You might have been going through a particular challenge. You might not have had, you know, the best tools of trade or resources to do your job on that particular day. And therefore, you know, the show could not have came well together on that day. But that does not mean that's who you are, and that does not define, you know, how good you are at your job. So hence you need to allow yourself time to actually assess, criticize, you know, get further detail, contextualize it. And sometimes it's also understanding who the feedback comes from, Google.
Yes.
Because there are people that we know have our best interest at heart and they are vested in our development and in our growth. And then you have people whom maybe you might not really get on with well, or people that might feel that, you know what, this particular person is progressing too quickly for their age, therefore I need to block them, right? Mm-hmm. It might be a person whom you are a threat to. So the feedback needs to be, you know, looked very closely, because this person has an issue with you. Because we also do encounter people that are really there to be, I want to say, stumbling blocks in our careers, but people that might be detractors from what we are, you know, and because they are also dealing with their own challenges, and maybe by seeing your growth and your success and you doing very well might actually remind them of where they should have been, but they are not. So you also need to be able to discern in terms of the authenticity of the feedback before you want to do anything about it, and before you really allow it to actually crush or, you know, dent your self-esteem.
So true. And I think this is so important because you've really given us an opportunity to unpack the full 360 view of managing criticism. And a lot of it really starts with self, as you say, within the realm of self-awareness. And whilst we, you know, put our hearts into the work that we do, we become very passionate, we take ownership of it. It shouldn't be part of our identity. But what we, I guess, often at times can't separate is when the passion does fuel our reactions, and this makes it difficult for people to manage the criticism. So maybe talk through us, you know, how to process the criticism. As you've mentioned, controlling your reaction, but how one should then engage should the feedback be coming from a sound source, someone who is genuinely trying to help you, perhaps might have had an interesting level of delivery, but how do we need to process it to make sure that it actually does turn out and benefit us in our growth?
I think it's really, I think in this instance, it's also really important for you to say, this is the feedback that was given. What was happening during that particular time, right? And if this person is giving me authentic feedback and I know this is what I know, this is my passion, this is my interest, I'm doing this to the best of my ability, what could have went wrong? And it goes back to my earlier point around saying, then ask for more detail, ask for questions. The mistake that we tend to do as individuals is that when feedback is given, we don't want to engage around it. So you don't go back to the person that gave you feedback to say, I've had an opportunity to reflect. What did you mean by this? Right. So that I can really work on it. Or how do you recommend that I could have done it? I could have done it better. So I think for me here, the most important thing is that take the feedback, allow yourself time to process the feedback, but be confident enough to go back and do your best and still seek for opportunities of doing your best. You must just guard against that feedback being given. You take it so personally to the point that, you know, you end up killing your own passion or your own spark, right? And that's what we need to really guard against. So also have that introspection moment to say, might I have not done well in that particular time? Or if I did well, what is it that I have done all along that I did not do in this, you know, in this particular point in time? And also, which might be very difficult.
Yeah.
One might need to assess and understand to say, what really makes me feel like this about this feedback, right? And like I said earlier, sometimes it could be past experiences, you know, whereby in your past work environment, feedback was given negatively. Right. And there was no opportunity for you to work on it, or there was no opportunity to ask for feedback. And the feedback was given so bad that you are not even allowed to utter a word around it. So if you're coming back from that environment, it becomes also difficult to receive feedback that comes positively or that comes with good intentions. In certain instances, and from a psychological point of view, it could also be upbringing. The environment that we grew up in, you know, how our parents brought us up, you know, how we were really reprimanded, how we were compared with neighbors' kids or other kids and all of those things. So subconsciously, those things could be also surfacing at an adult phase, but without being aware in terms of where does this come from? Why am I resistant to this feedback? Why am I taking it personally? 100%. And I also want to say, there's nothing wrong with taking it personally, because people often take pride and joy in what they do, right? So there's nothing wrong with taking it personally, but it's about, how do I come back and process and deal with it and making sure that I still forge forward and keep my spark burning with my career?
Definitely. To close off with very briefly, Boniwe, before we let you go, can we as employees, when given criticism or feedback and have implemented it correctly, actually use this as a form of measure of success and growth when it comes to our KPIs and even work negotiations?
Definitely, definitely. So with more progressive companies, Google, how they actually go about having to do performance reviews, it's not only based on what you have delivered, but it's also based on the what of your delivery and the how, the mechanisms, you know, and the values and the diligence that goes into that. And oftentimes that is supported by actually having to receive feedback from various stakeholders. You mentioned earlier, it's really around that 360 feedback that people would request, you know, from peers, from managers, from super seniors, from stakeholders. So as a line manager, you will allow the person to do their own self-assessment. Of course, you will also have your own assessment, but you will also, you know, receive views from other stakeholders so that the assessment of the individual is actually fair. So you take it into context, because what often happens is that Your line manager might not see you every day or get involved in certain complexities and challenges that you face in your work, but you might find that you might receive positive feedback from one of the toughest or most difficult customers. And that will actually carry a lot of weight to say, how did you manage with that particular relationship? So feedback is important because then it makes your performance conversation more objective, and it brings it brings in all elements, you know, of your performance. Because when you perform with people, you perform for people, and you also perform through people. So you would find that in certain companies, just before that meeting of performance taking place, there would be a period open of having to request stakeholder feedback, and you get to incorporate that in your self-assessment, and you share that same feedback with your line manager so that they can understand how you are being perceived in terms of your performance.
Definitely. Boniwe, always a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
It's a pleasure, Gugu. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Boniwe Dunster, Human Resource Executive at Lanseria International Airport and a good friend of the show as a career coach.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.